The silent majority needs a voice. The good news is Gruber is ready to go. Here's Steve.
You know, Ivy, my wife, Ivy. My wife, Ivy. It's funny, isn't it? You could be a superstar if you were a liberal. Yeah, you could be a superstar, Ivy, if you were just a liberal.
I'm not sure that would really work in our household.
Well, no, it might, you know, equal opportunity, you know. Kids would laugh at you. It's all right. But, you know, I say that because I look at, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, she's Puerto Rican and she's young and she's attractive and she's a wildly radical liberal. See, so it would work for you too, you know, potentially. I'm just throwing it out there. If you ever want to change your stripes, you could be a big star.
Maybe I could just, you know, run for Congress and...
Well, right. You'd have to, if you did that, you'd have to, you know, trade in your brain because you wouldn't need that anymore if you're going to run as a far-left liberal. Interesting story.
No. I wouldn't be running as a far-left liberal. No.
No. Anyhow, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I've got a bit of a headache because I bashed my head in here a couple of days ago.
I was just going to ask, how are you feeling?
You know, I bashed my head in. I've got a headache for 2 days
now. You're trying to rescue
my
cup. I feel guilty like it's my fault.
It's not your fault, honey. I'm sorry. No.
You might want to try to miss the giant kettle.
Good Lord. So for anybody that missed this, yeah, so I threw something away and Ivy said, oh, I was going to keep that. So I went to the trash can. I was going to reach in and grab it and pull it back out. And the trash can had a brand new bag in it. No big deal. And somehow, going full speed, I rammed the corner of a cabinet right into the top of my head. Just the corner. I about knocked myself flat on my
can. You did, and I didn't see it occur. So I thought you had hit your head on the trash can. And man, I felt terrible. And you really were in a lot of pain. And I'm sorry about that.
No, my head's bruised. I've had a headache for a couple. Yeah, I probably do have it. I mean, I hit it hard because somehow just the angle. You know, you've done that to yourself. I'm talking to the listeners now. You've probably done that to yourself where you go to pick something up and. You hit your head on something because you don't see this or that or whatever. Anyway, I've been banging my head around for 50 years now. It doesn't seem to knock
Let's
much
try
sense
not
into me.
To injure yourself going forward. Like I can, you know, invest in some bubble wrap and bubble wrap you on a daily basis. Whatever works.
So I see this article you just sent me from the New York Times. Mm-hmm. And I had missed this story, but it made the New York Times. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, blocking the sale of a former state prison here in Michigan for a privately operated immigration detention center. The company that wanted to build it is called Immigration Centers of America out of Virginia. But because they couldn't promise her that adults wouldn't be detained there who had been separated from their children or other family members because they would have no control over that, the governor said no. The governor believes that building more detention facilities won't solve our immigration crisis, and she also believes that separating families doesn't reflect our Michigan values. That came from her spokeswoman, Tiffany Brown. The problem with that is it also cost a lot of jobs because it was for the facility they used to be called Deerfield in Ionia, which is Ionia County, right in the center of the state. So I guess those jobs don't matter either.
No, and I think she's really appealing to her base here. Obviously, it's just not something that she's going to stand for. I mean, I'll be interested to see as time goes on where more of this kind of stuff is going to occur. I would likely think that she's going to be a resist person as well, much like Dana Nessel will
Clearly,
be.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising, but...
It's disappointing. I mean, here it is. $35 million in investment, 250 new jobs. It won't happen unless the Republican-led legislature can do something to revive the deal, and it's not likely that that's possible from what I read and understand. So... It seems unusual that we would reject those jobs because there are going to be people that come to this country. There are going to be Tim just said nobody wants to see me in bubble wrap. That's just an aside. There are people that are going to come to this country and they're going to be detained. And either those jobs and money can be invested in Michigan or it can be invested elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly we have, as we just said, an 84% increase in the number of people being detained coming across the border just in January. So a lot of these people need a place to go, a bed to sleep in, a place to wait for their court dates and so forth. Mm-hmm. Why not take the jobs?
Well, because you can't. I mean, in her position, she can't do that. She would get a tremendous backlash from that. I mean, it's we don't think it's right, but she just would never do it, in my opinion.
That's funny. What the New York Times says is that she is appeasing her political base. That's what it says in part of the article. She is appeasing her political base with a move against President Trump because that's all it is. is a move against President Trump.
On another note, did you know that Trump is considering John James for the UN ambassador?
I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that. But I don't know if it's a true, you know, I should have asked Adam about that, but I missed that in, with Adam Kennedy just a minute ago. But wouldn't that be something? I don't know if John James, military career, business career, well-spoken and a big deal. So I guess we will wait and see what happens with that. How likely do you think it is?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's kind of new to the whole field, and maybe he is. Maybe he's a good candidate. Maybe he's not. And we'll see where it goes. But I just found it interesting. You know,
really? Yeah, I find it very interesting as well. Anyway, I'm just concerned about Tim and seeing me in bubble wrap.
You know, on another note, it's National Margarita Day tomorrow.
It is.
By the way, when did we come up with all of these national holidays? Like for the other day was National Wine Drinking Day, and today,
which,
tomorrow,
by the way, you celebrated.
I actually didn't. It was a
you did
from the weekend.
You mentioned it. Okay, fine enough.
But anyhow, tomorrow's National Margarita Day. I mean, isn't like, you know, Cinco de Mayo is a big thing, and St. Patty's Day. Do we need like so many holidays to go out and drink? I don't know. I'm sorry. Just
yes. Clearly, the answer is yes. We do. We need more holidays to imbibe. That's what it is. The food and beverage industry. Hey, another new holiday to celebrate. You know, it's National Ivy Day.
There you go. Hey, I like that idea.
Yeah, I thought you'd like the ring of that. National Ivy Day. Why not? National Bubble Wrap Day. How about that? How about that? You
know? Arsan and you can be very well wrapped up and safe.
Yeah, the apple didn't fall.
Body prophylactic.
Yeah, he didn't. Well, that's a different thing. He didn't fall very far from the tree, now did he? No, but he fell hard enough to break his arm. That's right. You got it. All right, Ivy, good talking to you as always. Thank you
good
so much, as
to
always.
You as well.
All right. Talk soon. All right. Quick break. We'll wrap things up. And no pun intended, but we'll wrap things up in just a moment.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlasher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day, fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.